bird is often the first to visit a feeder in the morning and the last to stop by and grab a bite at night. Bird enthusiasts all know it's the northern cardinal. Easily recognizable because of the male's stunningly red plumage, the northern cardinal is responsible for getting more people to open up a field guide than perhaps any other bird. It's a perfect combination of familiarity, conspicuousness, and style with a shade of red you can't take your eyes off. Even the light brown females sport a sharp triangular crest and warm red accents. Also called redbirds, cardinals don't migrate, and they don't molt into dull plumage, so they're still breathtaking in our winter's snowy backyards. Nearly any bird feeder you put out ought to attract northern cardinals. Plus, on bright and sunny winter days, cardinals will sing. Only a few female North American songbirds sing. The female cardinal, with her black face mask and short cone-shaped bill, is one of them, and she often does it while sitting on her nest. Scientists believe that this unusual behavior may give the male information about when to bring food to the nest. Researchers have also looked at another perplexing cardinal behavior. Each spring, many people observe cardinals attacking their own reflections in a window, car mirror, or even a shiny car bumper. Both males and females do this, and most often in the spring and early summer when they're obsessed with defending their territory against any intruders. Birds may spend hours fighting these intruders without giving up. A few weeks later, as levels of aggressive hormones subside, these attacks should end, though some have been known to keep this up for several months. Right now in our region, fairly social cardinals gather in large winter flocks of up to 70 birds that may even include birds of other species. By this spring, however, cardinals will pair up for nesting season, and they are famous for their Valentine courtship display. The male will pick up a bit of food, take it to a prospective mate, and adorably place it on her bill. They'll then become a monogamous pair. The northern cardinal is so well loved that it's been named the official bird of 7 U.S. states. But strangely, at least 3 of those states, Ohio, Illinois, and Indiana, haven't always had cardinals. In famous 19th century ornithologist John James Audubon's time, the cardinal was considered a southern bird and was rarely seen as far north as Baltimore. By 1895, though, the cardinal's range reached the Great Lakes. By 1910, the cardinal was in southern Ontario and along the southern portions of the Hudson River. Some experts at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology believe the cardinal's push northward is twofold. First, since Audubon's time, there have been more people feeding birds sunflower seeds during the winter. And second, the cardinal has a great ability to adapt to parks and suburban human habitats. Today, the northern cardinal is a year-round resident from the Dakotas, southern Ontario and Nova Scotia, south to the Gulf Coast, and from southern Texas, westward through Arizona, and southward through Mexico as far as Guatemala and Honduras. The cardinal was introduced in Hawaii in 1929 and is now well established there. It also occurs sparingly in southeastern California and in Bermuda as an introduced species. You can learn more about our wonderful winter birds through your closest nature center or from explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.